Hey everybody, welcome back to the Nerds RPG Variety Cast. I'm your host, Jason. If anything was going to bring me back from hiatus, it's going to be this. We've lost a great one. Roger William Corman, born 5 April 1926, died 9 May 2024, is an American film director, producer, actor. Roger Corman, I can't even begin to say how influential and important he is to the American movie scene, to the world movie scene, probably. And he made so many movies that I love. He'll definitely be missed. Of course, also be missed by his wife, Julie Corman. Julie Corman was his wife 54 years. She's still alive. She had worked with him on tons of movies, a producer in her own right. They had 4 children. Yeah, Corman is such an influential, important guy. Of course, he was also a Navy vet. You know, he served in the Navy during World War II, like so many people of his generation did. Corman didn't just make movies. He also was important for distributing foreign movies in the U.S. He brought in Fellini, Bergman, Kurosawa. He's important for starting the careers of so many important people. When you think of directors like Francis Ford Coppola, Ron Howard, Martin Scorsese, Joe Dante, John Sayles, James Cameron, the quote-unquote New Hollywood, right? And launching careers, Peter Fonda, Jack Nicholson, Dennis Hopper, Bruce Dern, Diane Ladd, William Shatner. He also acted. You know, he was in The Godfather Part II and Silence of the Lambs. He was in Apollo 13. Yeah, just incredibly influential guy. Made tons of movies, directed 55 himself, produced almost 400, started New World Pictures, brought in, tons and tons of movies, just incredible things, and, you know, it's a loss. If you really, I can't do him credit in today's short episode, but there's a great documentary out there, Roger Corman, the Pope of Pop Cinema, and I would recommend it. Check it out. You can probably find it streaming. And it's well worth it. But, you know, it's just some of the things he did. He did the Edgar Allan Poe movies with Vincent Price, like The Raven. The Raven, that movie, is influential in Dungeons & Dragons, believe it or not. He made so many, so many movies. Roger Corman is just so influential. And he'll be missed by so many people. He started so many careers. Got so many people off the ground. It's amazing. For you Call Cthulhu fans, of course, you have the Dunwich Horror. I'm not even going to run through his movies. You can go online and see Roger Corman's movies. Tons and tons of great stuff. The unreleased Fantastic Four movie, right? Just to keep the rights, which arguably is the best Fantastic Four movie we've gotten so far. A number of sword and sorcery movies that we've talked about, he produced. Roger Corman, one of the greats, will definitely be missed. 98 years old, he had a good life. Definitely had a good life. He made movies cheap, which is why they made money, and studios need to realize that. We want a D&D movie. We want a successful fantasy movies. Well, they can't be $300 million movies. You got to make them for cheap. And with today's technology, you can do that. So that's why horror movies tend to do good, because you make them for cheap and they make a lot of money. Corman understood that, and he did great. But yeah, Roger Corman, he'll be missed. Wonderful, wonderful director, producer, and incredibly influential in the Hollywood that we see today with the careers of so many people that we see today. Rest in peace. Folks, I'll be back on the 2nd of June. So I'll see you then. Until then, be excellent to each other.